Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're blessed to live in a resource-rich world, aren't we? The answer to just about every inquiry is merely a Google search away. If you're looking for something more incisive, our bookstores and online outlets are stuffed full of tomes, brimming with critical insights into our every desire. So imagine Sally Collins's surprise and then frustration when she went looking for support in her newest role in life, that of stepmother. All she found were books warning and not inspiring partners who are planning on joining blended families. Most books advise the reader to minimize their expectations. Some even advised prospective step-parents to reconsider their decision. One in five Australian families are blended families with a step-parent. In the US, it's closer to one in two. Sally Collins decided to fix that knowledge vacuum, writing Stepmother Love, a compilation of 10 first-hand stepmom stories to build other stepmoms up. Sally, thank you for joining us on Open House. When you fell in love with the man who was to become your husband and found he had two children, what did you understand about being a stepmom?
I would say I had absolutely no idea, a complete and utter novice. I had never anticipated being a step-parent, and I hadn't had direct experience with one other than a couple of friends had stepmothers and some pretty varied experiences, but none of my close friends were going through the same thing, and so it was a real journey for me and one that I looked at it truly from the outside in, looking for information and seeing what was out there. And that was when I started to form my opinion that it was pretty dark and gloomy. And I enjoy reading people's stories. I thought, if the statistics are so high in terms of how many stepmothers there are, then why aren't there more stories told in her voice? And that led me to, the planning for the book, which was that these stereotypes are very pervasive. They just, it's almost impossible to get rid of them. When people say stepmother, they just think ugly, mean, horrible. They don't think loving. And there's a lot of good stepmothers out there working hard for good families.
And the flip side of the same coin is when you tell your girlfriends or boyfriends at work that you've fallen in love with a guy with two children, you can see their faces start to contort. Oh, really? Right. Are you sure you want to be doing this?
Yes, and some and certainly a lot of online sites and and articles written sort of begin and end with that too. Sort of, are you sure? Love him, love his kids? Mark, and they really focus in on, as I said, there are some. It's a tough. It is a tough gig. That's the byline of the book, but it doesn't begin and end there. So I'm certainly not saying that there aren't challenges there. There absolutely are, but it shouldn't begin and end there. There should be a conversation beyond that that says, well, how do you make it work, and how do you find happy endings? Because there are, and there's plenty of them out there. And I knew I didn't hold all the answers, so that's why I went and interviewed so many women.
You're a successful, intelligent woman, a banking executive with a background in psychology. You must have gone in with your eyes open. But even then, what were some of the first surprises that came your way?
The very first one was I was 32 when I met Rod, and the girls were 14 and 18. And I honestly thought, well, it wasn't that long ago. You know, I was a teenager. Yeah. We'll just be friends. and of course, you can see the naivety in that statement immediately. And as soon as you step into a stepmother's shoes, which is really from the moment you meet your partner's children, you don't take on the role, but you feel what it's like. It's not like that at all. You're not, you are playing a parental role that is hard to define, and no manual comes with it, and you've got to find your own way. So that was certainly one of my early learnings, was it's a bit awkward and it's tough. And even the natural emotion that comes with it, you're the person now with their father, is a perfectly normal thing, and I just didn't anticipate how that would feel. And so you learn as you go, and I'm very lucky. The girls have been fantastic, but I know that's not everybody's experience as well. So I try to have a very balanced conversation around this, because I'm very conscious there'd be step-parents listening thinking, gee, I'm doing it pretty tough. I wouldn't say the same thing about my stepchildren, but it's not to say we don't have those moments. Everybody does at different times along the journey, but how do you get to the other side?
You've secured the stories of 10 stepmothers in this book. Were they difficult people to get to open up, or was it like just touching the top of a fizzy drink bottle that had been shaken and everything just exploded around you and you couldn't keep up taking notes?
Duane, the latter couldn't describe it better. That's exactly what it was like. I thought I would need to advertise or, and I just started talking to friends and family about what I wanted to do, and I was inundated with people saying, you've got to meet my, you know, friend, neighbour, sister, stepmother. You really, you know, when I said I want to focus in on talking about the people who have had a hard time but have a positive attitude to it and work really hard and apply a loving lens to it. And I was inundated. So then it was about finding the, you know, the right mix of stories. And so, yeah, it was exactly the latter, as you really well articulated.
The issues of grief and hostility and disinterest, depending on the kids' ages, and I suspect their sex as well. In your case, of course, you're the stepmom to daughters.
Yep.
Can I ask, are there similarities that are common across all of the stories that all step-parents can expect at some point to engage with?
Yes, I think there's quite a few themes. So the first one is around the early days are tough and not quite what you expect, as I described, that sort of awkward feeling,
yeah.
But that they are very different to where you end up. And so taking time and making sure that you're patient and allowing things to take whatever time they take to develop. And for some people, that's many years. And in fact, it's decades. But that's how long families are together for. And so sometimes it just takes that. So that's the first one. The second one really is about the role that the parent of the child plays and how active they are. And in my case, I was talking to stepmothers, but some of these things absolutely apply to stepfathers too. But sometimes when the father isn't as hands-on and thinks, okay, I have a new partner, all emotional discipline, everything in that kind of category is now her job, the guys who do that don't, the stepmothers don't have as great outcome as those dads who are hands-on, who step up, who do their job and play a part in making sure their new partner is successful as well and has a great relationship with their children. Often dads are very consumed with the grief of either the death or the divorce, which is perfectly natural, but it's we need more than that to make successful stepmothers.
What did you learn about others' relationships?
Yeah, the thing that really struck me the first thing that really struck me was the number of women who said, nobody has ever asked me how I felt about this. I've never even talked about being a stepmother before. It's just, I've just gone on and done it over the years. And I was really struck by how sad that made me feel, that it's one of the biggest parts of these people's lives, yet it's not even acknowledged. And so that was quite an emotional process doing the interviews often, because people were looking back over time and remembering how they felt at the beginning, which was, as I mentioned before, often very different to how they feel now, and really feeling a whole range of things about that. So that was certainly one of them, that the contrast and the fact that women just need to feel supported, need to be acknowledged, and need to feel validated in the role that they do. The second one was also just how different everybody's story is, yet there are these common themes. And those circumstances, be they the children's personalities, the circumstances of the marriage breakdown or the death, the trauma around that, all of those things determine for those children what those next few years look like and then how they can relate to other people, and often that's their stepmother as well. So that they were really the things that stuck out to me, just how varied they were.
And I look at stories like that of Sarah Leonardi McGrath, the lady who stepped into, without doubt, one of the highest profile motherhood jobs in the country,
yes,
marrying Glenn McGrath, but also following in the footsteps of a lady who had such a prominent feature in our psyche. Stepping into that kind of spotlight must bring an immense, unique stress all in of its own.
Yes, I agree with you. And Sarah doesn't make a big deal about that component. And in fact, she often plays it down and says, no different to any other stepmother. But to think, because I think it's not just the public and the media who were interested. Glenn is such a loved, and Holly and James are such a loved family,
yeah,
and obviously Jane as well had some wonderful friends that formed this big circle around them, that there was pretty intense pressure there as well, but a lot of support and huge support for Sarah. And so it's you're right, it did bring another unique element to that, because it didn't matter what Sarah did or said or wore, or it was in the spotlight and people commented on it. And when you're trying to do something for the first time and you've got this ongoing narrative next to you, which can be a mix of the extremes of positive and negative, it's a pretty intense way to do it. So she's done a spectacular job, and the children love her and she loves them. And I think that's all people really should care about.
Which brings me, Sally, to the role of those of us who aren't in a mixed marriage like these, yes, like yours, and the role we get to play in supporting those people in that situation.
Yes. I think it's a really important point. So there's so much around, as I've mentioned, you know, it's so common now for families to be in some sort of blended arrangement, or for it to happen at some point in the future. I think just having an awareness of some of those challenges and thinking about the or understanding that it's often an awkward thing to be the step parent. Say, turning up to school for the first time is a really obvious one. I remember that, and walking into an environment where people know the person's previous, their parent. Often they're there with you as well. You're all kind of fronting up together. Yes. There's just nothing that feels more awkward than that. And you feel, you know, people do judge, and some people are warm and welcoming and others are not. And I would like to think I have a new awareness around that. So when I meet parents and I know that's their circumstances, I try to be, to extend myself even more, knowing how that can feel acutely uncomfortable.
Sally, books like this often bring immediate responses. What have been some of the stories that have come to you since publishing the book?
Yes, it's a great question, because I have been I have had a lot of contact, which is lovely. So a real mix. There's some really sad stories of families where it's not working at the moment, and so people are looking for some advice, and I don't profess to have all the answers what I am doing, or to be, you know, a role model. What I do say is I'm facilitating a conversation and giving people access to a whole lot of information that is out there. Step Families Australia is a fantastic resource for people to access. There are counselling courses. There are some of those great books on the do's and don'ts. For me, I like to learn from other people's experiences, and so my book is all about that. And we do, at the end of each chapter, provide some tips and some advice, which is based purely on that person's perspective. And you'll see, if you read through them all, that they vary, and some even contradict each other, because it's got to be purpose fit for that family. Something that's right for another family, you know, isn't right for the next. And so it's working out what is the right thing for you. And the guiding point for that's always got to be what's best for the children.
The book is Stepmother Love, the author Sally Collins. It's a courageous act on the part of each who have contributed those stories, and for you to collect them with your own as well. Sally, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. I really appreciate your time.